Granny's, Edmund. I believe that's our ring.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, Store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Sister Simpson and Widow Abernathy were told by fortune teller Abner that Lum was about to propose to them, they both started making a strong play for him. Then the whole town started advising Lum which of the women he should choose for his mate, and out of that came co-chairman Abner's big war bond contest to determine the leading contender for Lum's hand. As we look on the little community today, we find Abner in the John Brown Store and Library. Grandpappy Spears just entered.
Well, come in, Grandpap.
Yeah, here, Abner. You better take this money and put it in your cash drawer.
No, me, have you taken in that much already?
Yeah, I ain't got room to keep it out there in that war bond stand.
Well,
yeah, I'm feared I'll lose some of it, Abner.
Yeah, sure, well, here, and I'll put it away in a safe place.
Yeah, you better take care of that. Give her mint money.
Yeah, I don't... Well, you ought to keep some of it out there to make change with, though.
Yeah, well, I got enough for that, I think.
Oh, well, who's ahead now, Grandpap? Is Sister Simpson still leading?
No, the widow passed her up.
She did?
Yeah, got about 3 votes lead on Sister Simpson now.
I doggy, the folks are sure taking to this idea of mine.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yes, sir. I all respected and I was a little bit of a genius. Now I know I am. Good
well,
for me.
Who don't know about that so much? There's one question I want to ask you, Abner.
Yeah, sure, sir.
Is it all right for a body to vote more than one time?
Vote more than one?
Yeah.
Why, sure. Just as long as they buy a bond, why, they get a vote for every bond they buy. That's the best part of this whole idea.
Oh, I see. Well, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
That little Ronald Abernathy's come in and bought himself 5 bonds.
He has.
And voted for his mama every time.
Well, that's a... And I'll tell you that, Widder will keep sending him in, too, as long as her money holds out. She'll do anything to get herself a man, Granddad.
Yes, she would. You know, Abner, I've heard some awful peculiar ways of fellas getting wise, but this is the first time I ever heard of a whole town getting together and electing one for a
fellow. Yeah, this is a brand new idea. I bound you, this will put us clean over the Cody, too.
Well, if it keeps up the way it started out, it ought to.
Oh,
no doubts about it.
No.
I can't understand why Lum don't like it better.
Well, you know Lum, Grandpap. If he don't study up an idea himself, why, he don't think it's any good.
Oh, he's stubborn-headed as a blue-nosed mule.
Good man, but he's stubborn.
Is he speaking to you yet?
Oh, won't even look at me hardly. See, he's hard Cedric for his private secretaries now. And whenever he's got something to say to me, why, he has Cedric tell it to me.
Oh, for the long's sake.
Well, he'd love to throw this contest right out the window. And me with it, I reckon. But, of course, he don't dare to on account of he's afraid that folks will think he ain't patriotic.
Oh, you got him right where you want him. Got him over a barrel, yeah. What you got him. But I believe it's a good thing for him. It's time old Lum was settling down, getting married.
Why, sure, it is.
Yeah, he's been a bachelor too long.
Yeah, too long.
He needs a family. That's what he needs.
Yeah.
Family's a great comfort to you in your old age. I know mine will be when I get old.
When you get old?
Yes, sir, a great comfort. Huh. And that's just what Lum needs.
Oh, yes, he does. Ain't no doubt about that. And whilst I wouldn't pick out neither Sister Simpson nor the Widow Abernathy for myself, I believe that either one of them will make old Lum a good woman. Leastways, they'll be just about as good as a fella Lum's age can expect to get.
Yeah, you're right there, Abner. Yeah. Lum ain't no spring chicken no more, you know. He can't be too choosy.
Oh, no, he can't, no.
Well, I better get back out there to the stand.
Yeah.
Looks like Elvira Seastrunk's waiting to buy a bond out there.
Why, naturally.
Yes, sir.
Well, she'll be back more than once, too. You just watch.
How you know she will?
Well, her and Sister Simpson is blood kin. They're related.
Oh, that's right. Sure.
Yeah, some sort of cousin. I don't know. Kissing cousin or something.
Well, I better get out there.
Yeah, well, I'll take over for her as quick as Lum gets back to the store. He's out making a survey of the payroll saving plan or something like that. He says that's the only dignified way to sell bonds. Say, are you marking up the score on that big blackboard out there?
Yeah, I got Gomer Bates doing that for me.
Oh.
I think that was your phone ringing.
Yeah, I'll tend to it.
I'll see you later.
All right, Grandpap. Oh, that's a sound. He's so fine, too. Hello, John Down Store and Library. Cool Chairman Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, well, according to the lady's figures, I just told my grandpappy Spears that Widder Abernathy is ahead now. Yes, Mom. Three votes, I believe it is.
Come on, Cedric. I want to dictate some letters.
Yeah, just now. What's that?
Well, honey, Mr. Abner. Oh, excuse me.
Why, sure. You can vote as many times as you want to. Just sold you by a bond every time. Oh, yes. It'll be nice for Lon to get married and settle down.
Sit down there, Cedric.
Yeah.
Make a note to remind me to have that phone taken out of here, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, well, all right, Ms. Goshen. Oh, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, howdy, Lon. I said, howdy, Lon.
Cedric, would you inform Mr. Peabody that I'm busy and ain't got time to talk to Raff Riff?
Miss Mama, Mr. Abner, Mr. Lon says to tell you that, that stuff he just said then.
Oh, he did, huh? Well, you tell Mr. Edder that Mr. Peabody says sassy press.
Miss Mama, he says sassy press.
Cedric, you don't need to put so much feeling into your work.
No, Mom. Is there any answer?
No. From now on, we'll just ignore Mr. Peabody.
I'll ignore being ignored, too.
As far as we're concerned, Cedric, Mr. Peabody ain't here at all. He don't exist.
No, Mom.
All right, Cedric, sit down at the table there and take a letter.
What about shall I take it to
you? You don't take it nowhere yet. I'm going to dictate it to you.
Oh. Well, I'll write down what you say, huh?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that letter when it's gone.
Dear employees.
That'd be something nice to read.
No, wait. Start it out this way.
All right.
An open letter to all working employees. Who it may concern.
Small.
Yeah, put that down. We'll send out a big batch of copies of this letter. I'll tell why folks ought to sign up with the payroll savings plan. And that's a lot more dignified way of selling bonds than some other ideas I've heard about.
Ain't it too
really
hard
to
get
you,
some fellas can get.
You got that down yet,
Sidney? Yes, Mom, I think so.
All right. I don't need to tell you how important it is for you to buy all the war bonds you can.
Smart.
You all know that the most you can lend is the least you can do as your part in this fight for freedom. But are you lending the most you can? Look yourself in the face and ask yourself that question.
Wait a minute, Mr. Lom. I don't quite get all that.
Oh, well, what part didn't you get?
Oh, got everything that comes after the first two words.
For goodness sake, well, pay better attention this time.
Yes, Mom.
Let's see, I forgot how I said it. I don't need to tell you how important it is for you to buy all the war bonds you can. You all know that the most part you can lend is the least you can do is your... Abner, will you hack that up? I can't even think straight. Cedric, tell Mr. Peabody to cut out that singing. That's what it is.
I don't know how Mr. Edders can hear me singing when I ain't even here.
Ain't even here?
According to Mr. Edders, I don't exist. Him's his own word.
Well, them words still go, too. New paragraph, Cedric.
Mom?
End there. Lots of you fellas signed up with the payroll savings plan some time ago, but... Since then, you've got raises, and there's less stuff to buy with your money. So why don't you go to your boss and tell him to start taking out a bigger share of your wages to be invested in war bonds? Remember, us home funders will have to do a lot of long way to match the sacrifices of our boys on the battlefront. So I say to you, Abner, if you don't stop that singing, I'm going to whop you.
That's going to be sort of hard to do, whopping a fella that ain't here.
New paragraph, Cedric.
Well, I ain't got that first yet.
Well, you can catch up later. I'll sort of think this out as I say it anyway.
That's how ready you
are. Let's see. Lots of you younger folks have just recently started to work and earn money. And the first thing you ought to do is sign up with the payroll savings plan. It's the only way to save money. Besides that, you'll be helping to keep down inflation and win the war.
I believe you ought to tell Mr. Edder that that was his lane.
Well, answer it, Abner, and cut out this nonsense.
I'd love to answer it the worst way, but I ain't here.
Ain't here?
No, sir.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm so far away, I don't believe I even heard it rain.
The bugs are fighting. Wait a second, Saturday.
That's a good idea.
Do everything there is to be done.
Let me keep this up.
Hello, John down store and library. I'm Edders talking.
Oh, well, I can't see that, neither.
What's that? No, I don't know who's ahead in the contest, and what's more, I don't care. Goodbye.
Too bad I weren't here. I could have told him that the winner's ahead now.
All right, Cedric, where was I at now?
Well, I don't know where you're at, but I ain't got past the first three words yet.
Fine secretary, I guess. All right, we'll start all over again. Wage earners of Pine Ridge. I appeal to you as patriarch.
Hey, hurry, Grandpap. Come in.
Jiminy Hebner.
Huh?
Look what Ed Beckley sent over from the drugstore.
Ed Beckley?
Yeah, a pigeon-toed quart of ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes, sir.
Well.
Yes, sir. He said it was for us war bond workers.
I dog is good for old Ed. I was just sitting here wishing for something like that. Now, here, give it to me, Grandpap, and I'll divide it up for us.
Just a minute there. I'll take that ice cream. I'll do the dividing. Cedric, look in that box back of the counter and get out about three spoons.
Three spoons? There's four of us here, Long.
All I can count is three. Me and Grandpap and Cedric.
Well, what about me?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorrowful, Abner, but you ain't here. You said so yourself.
Three spoons, Cedric.